Hello, hello, hello there, beautiful people.
Beautiful people. Everywhere that I go.
My mind's me of a summer in Ibiza. Like I just see myself on Ocean Beach. Ibiza, that song playing. Hi everyone and welcome to this episode of the Receipt Podcast. Mm-hmm. It is your receipts, which are the episodes where we read out your dilemmas and we try to help you with your situations, situationships, relationships, and all of the fun bits in between.
Yes.
Hi everyone, I am Miguel Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mama Sita Melena Sanchez.
Can I just quickly start off with a joke?
Go for it, baby. Let's hear it. It's been a while.
No, how are you busting up before the joke has even landed?
Because that's why it's going
to
be shit.
This is a really good one.
Let's go.
Why do mushrooms get invited to parties? Because they're fun, guys. Get it?
Yes, Audrey. We fucking get it.
Oh my God. Sorry, I thought that joke was so elite. Oh.
I'm glad you did. Do you know what? I didn't want to come and record today.
Really? How come?
Let me tell you why. Because speak last episode was so good.
Oh, mate. Oh.
I feel like I should just drop the mic.
Drop
and
mic.
That should have been the last episode.
Leave on a high.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, leave absolutely. On a high. It's not going to match.
Exactly.
This episode is not, it's just, I feel like I'm never going to match up to that again. And that's, I know we've done really, really so good beautiful. Episodes in the past and done good ones again, but it feels like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And when I do really good shit, I like to be like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, leave it there.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That episode was so good.
Like, and
I
feel like flat screen.
Proper. And I feel like we felt like the energy was positive. Like,
I can't stop thinking about it.
The energy was really nice in the room.
Very much so.
It just felt like, yeah, it felt really warm and loving and touching and really quite powerful.
Absolutely.
And now I'm just going to be here chatting shit.
Now we're back to
it's all right. Balance, babes. Balance.
Sorry, guys. Balance. This is not going to compare. Nothing is
Nothing compares
to you.
And you know what the saddest thing is? Like, I really want to be friends with Jane.
And Jane is not going to be here again.
Like,
we love you, Jane. And the thing is, Jane is like incognito. No, like, we didn't even know where to find her.
I'm lucky trying to get a number.
Literally. We have a picture of her.
We can't at her. We can't do anything.
She's absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
Beautiful. Like, stunning.
But that's it.
That's it.
We're never going to see her again.
Done.
She's like a flower that doesn't need to be picked.
I feel
like
pure shit.
From afar.
I just want her back.
We love you.
Feel like pure shit.
We love you, Jane.
Come back.
Come back,
Jane.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what we're going to give you lot, but we're going to try.
You lot are still going through it. So
but again, be ready for disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Is, I just wanted to say something. We got an update email.
Oh!
Yeah.
Let's start with that then.
Email. Yeah. Hi, ladies. For reference, you answered my dilemma in the latest episode, and I am the girl who was asking if I should end my 8-year relationship, and I did.
Yes! Ooh.
Wait, what was the issue? Why did she want to end it? Because she just wasn't really feeling it. There was no genesis as well. Okay.
I also had to make this spare email account because my boyfriend knew my password to my other email.
Oh, that's why it's called spare email.
Firstly, I want to thank the three of you. I have no idea why I typed the two. I'm sorry. Audrey, Milena, and Tolly. Thank you, queens. Thank you so much for helping me with my dilemma. I broke up with my boyfriend a few weeks ago now, and listening to your lady's advice has confirmed that I have done the right thing.
Well done.
I have never felt in a peace like it. I feel like I can breathe. Also, side note, his mum was 100% a bitch, so I'm glad she is out of my life. It has been a rough few weeks, I can't lie. I can't thank you enough for your words and wisdom that I know I can listen to whenever I am feeling down. The advice you have given has helped me so much, and us listeners are so lucky to have ladies looking out for us.
Aww.
I am forever grateful. Now it's time for me to figure out what I'm going to do with my single life, and this should be fun. Thank you, ladies.
It will be fun.
See what happens when you listen.
Oh,
happiness
lovely.
Is at the other end of the rainbow.
She said, I've never felt peace like it. That is
that's amazing. That's what it's all about, man. We love that for you, babe.
Subtract the men out of your life and you'll find inner
peace.
There's peace
to be found.
That's the equation.
Right, should we get into dilemmas?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
This title's funny.
It starts with, he sprayed champagne all over me and now won't get the message. Okay, that's the header. That's the subject line. Hi, girls. I honestly never thought it would be possible to laugh so much. You've all had me creasing, howling and crying with laughter when I'm driving around for work. And the happiness you all bring me every week is invaluable. Thank you so, so much and keep doing what you're doing. I've always been a listener to enjoy hearing other people's suffering in dilemmas, mainly because it's not my drama. But now I have a dilemma of my own. So okay. Here we go. I met two guys through dating apps, and having been on dates with both of them, I wanted to see how both went. I didn't feel it necessary to exclusively date one guy at such early stages, so I'd been casually seeing both just to see who I click with more.
Okay.
The first guy I wanted a date with, let's call him Jack, and I had an insane initial chemistry with, to the point where we had finished our drinks and we ended up having sex in the car park. Oi, oi.
Damn.
In the car, obviously. I'm not an animal. We met up a few more times before I met the second guy, let's call him Harry. I had actually been speaking to Harry for longer than Jack, but wasn't so excited to meet up, but I thought to give it a go. Okay. Harry isn't my normal type on paper, so I was quite reserved after about meeting him. I was super surprised, and I had such an instant connection with Harry. Did you fuck him in the car park too? No. But a more romantic level. Fast forward a few weeks, and Jack invites me to his family Halloween party at the local pub, saying how it's a yearly event that's always big and loads of people attend. He told me to dress up as everyone else would. We turn up, look inside the window of the pub, and there was literally no one there. Oh, God. Only friends with kids sitting down, God, having a meal. Not a soul was dressed up. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's like Mean Girls.
Guys, when I say me, Jack, and his one friend are dressed up to the point of my face, to the point of my face paint, I had to walk into a dead pub and sit in the corner with our drinks. I was straight away questioning my life choices.
Oh,
out of awkwardness, Jack ended up drinking quite a lot to a point of becoming royally hammered and shouting at the same joke over and over again, filling his face with champagne and spraying it everywhere, including all over me, and trying to get his hands up my skirt multiple times in front of everyone. Not to mention he had an allergic reaction to his face paint.
What the heck is going on?
And there was not a smidge of white in his eyes. They were bright red and swollen. Oh no.
Oh,
I have attached a picture with him.
Scroll down.
I have attached a picture of him as he's about to spray his drink everywhere. And honestly, it makes me want to sew up my vagina.
Oh my God. This picture is...
I love the idea of sewing up my vagina. I spent most of the night just sitting in the corner, not being able to get involved in many conversations as they were all so weird. I didn't drink an awful lot as I just wasn't feeling the atmosphere. Why didn't you just leave? And after I got a message from Harry, I thought to message him as there was a grand total of around 5 people at the party. I didn't feel like I'd missed out on much. As it turns out, Jack's one friend took a photo of my phone screen while I was texting Harry, saying how I didn't want to be at the party. That friend is messed up.
That friend is a prick for that.
I wanted to leave. Oops. He then showed this photo to Jack, who then got super offended and upset, but he didn't bring it to me at the time. He waited until 2 weeks later to say that he just feels something isn't right since he found out about the messages. He called me and said he went to talk it through. We spent an hour and 45 minutes on the phone of him basically saying he was confused as we got on so well, have really good sexual chemistry, which I can't deny, but the text really upset him. He doesn't know what to do now. I kept saying to him, if you're bringing up a problem this early on, then we're not suited and we should go our separate ways, even though the sex is so good. But every time I said, he would pull the conversation back and say he thinks we need to meet up again and see how things go. I will also add to the point that he has some weird habits and will randomly do a cat meow noise.
What
sound?
Ew.
Meow. Meow. Maybe thinks it's sexy. In the meantime,
meow.
Bark like a dog. Woof, woof, woof. In the meantime, I've been seeing Harry and he's taking one. It's taking me on amazing dates and is so caring. I don't know what the dilemma is here, by the way.
Same.
I think he's going to tell us a story. He will always hold my back or hand as we're walking. He drives me up to the most amazing views and I feel super relaxed around him.
Oh,
so date Harry then. Just realise, I just saw the picture. Just realise how long this dilemma is and I apologise, After trying to say to Jack, I'm not interested in it, she'd just leave things multiple times. How do I get myself out of the situation where he wants to continue trying? Block him.
Please.
In my mind, I want to just see Harry as we get on so well. And the more I'm with him, the more I like him. But I can't seem to shake the other guy. So for the long dilemma, I hope that others can cringe at my party situation as much as I have.
That picture.
Yeah, first of all.
Why has he got the whole glass shoved in his mouth?
Yeah, that's that, that
he's
ain't
given
it.
The champagne glass head.
No. It actually looks like he's given the champagne glass head.
It's really... Mm-mm.
Tell him, hey, mate.
Just like, seriously, hi, Jack, please, come on
Jack,
now.
I really don't want to see you anymore. This is not it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very important. Instead of like making up excuses, why can't we just be like, no, this isn't for me
This is not it for me. Yeah. I'm not attracted to you like that.
Mm.
Or actually, even if you are, this is not it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the thing is, we don't even need to give an explanation.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, exactly. Hope you're well. Do you know what? This isn't for me. It doesn't feel right. It's just not it.
Yeah. It's just not it for me. Yeah.
Because he's not giving I mean, obviously he's been a bit persistent, but he's being persistent because he's probably getting mixed messages from you. I think that, like, once you're once you give him a solid answer, then he will back away. But just, yeah, you don't like him. There's clearly, you're not compatible. He does things that annoy you. He makes you cringe. It's way too early on in the day to have these kind of feelings. So yeah, yeah, like lock it off and keep it moving.
Yeah.
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 That party thing's funny though.
Can you imagine?
He made it sound like it was going to be a turn up and it was
Why did he do that?
He said it was a yearly event. So what happened?
I want to know what you dressed as.
And then it was the same.
Because he's clearly, what's he meant to be? He's meant to be a mime. People.
The mime people. That is so embarrassing.
And if he keeps talking, just block him.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's literally it.
It's way too early for all of this. What?
Way too early.
And also, did anyone else think when he said spray champagne, you were envisioning like a big time club? And like,
that's what I was thinking.
I wasn't thinking like
the local pub. I used to champagne at the local pub. That's very embarrassing.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't pop
bottles
like that.
But some men have no shame, because I've done a message to be like, just like a nice one, just to be like, hey, just to let you know this is not for me. Like, you know, thanks for the dinners, but this is just not, I'm not feeling this. But there's, if someone messaged me that, I'd be like, okay, then cool,
same,
thanks, like, have
he's
a nice night,
like, let's try again.
It's just like, well, I disagree with this point, so
this is not up for discussion.
I did ask you to mark my work. I just said, here's how I feel. That's the end of that one.
And the friend taking the screenshot, that friend is messy as hell. There was no need for that whatsoever.
Enda, you like Harry. He's taking you a nice date. You're having a great time. Yeah, that's it.
And sometimes it's the one that we least expect to get.
And also, this guy should just be happy. But we met on the first day, have a good time, had sex. That was a good time.
Exactly.
Some things are for the story. Sometimes you do things for the story and you have a story. That's the end of it.
And you keep it moving. Yeah. That's it.
Right, next dilemma.
Next dilemma. I don't think my girlfriend loves me anymore like that and is a bitch drunk. Okay.
Okay.
I need to understand.
Are you
what
drunk,
this is.
Girlfriend? Okay, let's go.
Okay, hey girls. Hello. I just wanted to start off by saying thank you for putting your podcast out there. It entertains and educates tenfold, and I'm thankful to you for all your help, and you help me challenge my opinions and thoughts. I wish nothing but continued success for you all, as you're already smashing it. Really sweet. So I'm going to try and keep this quick. I'm not too good with showing or communicating my emotions and don't have too many friends, so this, for some mad reason, seems the easiest way. I, female, have been with my girlfriend for almost 4 years. At the moment, we haven't had sex or anything similar for 3 going on 4 months. And I know it happens when couples become long term, but this has got me moving very mad. My girlfriend is a very tactile person and I'm not as much, but she has always been there to say how beautiful I look, how much she loves me, and has always had a very high sex drive, which I reciprocate. But now, no sex, hardly any touch, and much less compliments.
Yeah, she's not on it.
Mm.
I feel like she's falling out of love with me.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe she loves me, but isn't in love with me anymore.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
She said, now we have talked about this. Around back at a month without sex, I spoke to her about it, as we are usually having sex around twice a week. I don't think this is English is their first language.
No, it is. It's sometimes typing. English is hard, you know.
Punctuation
is hard. English is difficult.
As we are usually having sex around twice a week. And she said she just hasn't felt confident enough in herself at the moment and hasn't had any sex drive, which, of course, I understand these things happen. So I tried to keep her confidence high, paying compliments, talking it out, etc. Time ticked on and the love just became less and less. So I spoke to her about it again and she said she understood and would try to initiate some romance. However, nothing. I have tried everything. Looking good, buying new sex toys with her consent after talking that we would, initiating romance dates and sex. Recently, we are very open about these things and said in passing how when I was at work, she had masturbated and had some fun. Now, as a girl myself, I do not care in the slightest that she did this. We all need some self-love now and again. However, so there is a sex drive still there. I just don't...
Not with you.
Just basically.
Not with you.
I just don't...
For
know
me,
what to think these
sex drive for me.
Exactly. I just don't know what to think these days. I would be worried that I was glowing down, not glowing down, or putting or putting on some relationship weight or something. But honestly, I've lost 15 pounds. Oh, damn, so it's not even the weight, child. But honestly, I've lost 15 pounds and I'm on my fitness journey to take my part in my first Tough Mudder.
Got you.
Yay.
I hope that didn't come across as a float, but I just don't think I can make myself look more attractive than I am right now. This is my best.
Wait, also, We are not those people that you have to apologize for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Love yourself. That's
it
dope.
Should be a glow. You, congratulations, yes, you've done very well. You're beautiful. Weight loss. That's okay. You don't exactly. need to complain. Oh, I hope that doesn't sound bad. No, let it sound bad.
Exactly. P.S. I know this is long, but there's also the thing of the fact she's horrendous to me when she drinks. She gets too drunk and screams at me in front of my friends, calling me all sorts. I've threatened now 4 times that if she doesn't stop drinking, I will leave. I know, I'm still here. But I love this girl. We live together, have matching tattoos. So? Napa will have you moving mad. I don't know what that is.
Oh, because they got the tattoos in Napa.
Napa. Okay, Napa, why have you been mad? And I saw me marrying this girl. I just don't know what to do, girls. I'm lost. What do you think?
Mm. You can't keep putting yourself through it, man. How much have you done?
This sounds like a lot of suffering.
Yeah, and relationships aren't meant to be like this. It's definitely not a one-sided thing. It shouldn't be that you're the one that's doing all of the work and that's not being reciprocated. Obviously, bear in mind what somebody is going through and stuff. I get it, like, if she was on like a certain medication or going through some things mentally, I can understand why that would affect like your libido, but...
She's masturbating and getting it in
herself. She's masturbating. And not only that, when she's drunk, she hates you.
Yeah.
She hates you in the daytime, but she doesn't have the heart.
Yeah, that's actually very true. I think the girlfriend is checked out, but there's only one way to find out is to have a crisis talk with her. I think that you need to sit her down and really speak to her because I feel like... What you're doing is you're assuming what all the problems are and you're trying to fix them without having spoken to her. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, has she said it's your weight before you lost weight? Has she said that she wants new sex toys before you went and bought the sex toys? You need to speak to her and pinpoint exactly what the problem is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds to me like the girlfriend is checked out.
Yeah. And do you know what? Having that conversation about the actual facts is really, really important, because if you don't, then you allow your imagination to do the wildest things. So definitely having that conversation and figuring out what it is. Like,
what I think is, when you have the conversation, ask the questions that you want answered. Yeah. I think sometimes we like go around the edges. Why don't you want to have sex? What you want to know is, do you still love me?
Yeah, basically.
And those questions are hard to ask. They're scary because
you don't want,
because once you're here, but that's the questions you should, that's the core of it.
Mm.
Really, you're going around the bushes. Oh, is it because you don't want to have sex? Or is your sex drive low? Whatever. What you're worried about is, you don't want to be with me anymore. Do you want to be with me? So ask the big man questions. Yo, are you still in love with me? Do you still want to do this? And sometimes someone will just answer you, you know, like, no, I don't.
Yeah. Sometimes they need it.
Sometimes they need it.
But you have to be prepared.
Yeah, you have to be prepared for that. To be like, blatantly like, babe, do you still want to be with me?
That's why you got to ambush people.
Yeah, and then she's
because
like,
because their true opinion will come
out. Don't don't tell them, can we have a talk? Like, no. Wake up in the morning. Tap,
when she's doing the dishes, just be like, babe,
do you still
love
me?
Yeah. No. Oh. I didn't mean to say that.
You want to start after the other chat. You're prepping them and they start getting prepped ready. No, don't be ready. I want the truth and nothing but the truth. Like, tell me, do you still want to be here? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And if it's a no, you figure out what you need to do. The matching tattoos and so effing what? So many people have matching tattoos in this world. They don't
you can get
know.
It fucking removed.
They don't have to get it removed. It doesn't mean anything. Ugh. As long as I've got
people think that if they've got matching tattoos, that they are
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. That you're mounted together.
The bond is unbreakable.
I know people with a name on their body and they're fucking another name.
Yeah,
and so what about it?
Yeah, we move. It was
a
memory.
Girls
it was
man's
a moment in time.
On their pussy and another guy is fucking coming on them.
And what about it?
It just is.
Is it not just ink?
Exactly.
Literally.
No, why do we take it so seriously?
Yeah, they
not
really
use ink
do.
To write on paper.
They take that more seriously than marriage vows.
Like,
honestly, I wish you would have taken your marriage vows as seriously as your tattoos.
Yeah, I think just ask her straight on, babe, like, do you want to be with me? Yeah, what do you want from this? Because I just feel like you're drawing away. And also, do you guys believe in the... What is it?
Drunk thoughts, sober minds, or whatever it is. Drunk mind, sober thoughts, yeah.
That doesn't sound like to me. I mean, I'm not saying
I don't know, but I'm Colombian.
Truth comes out when you're drunk.
Yeah, that part.
I fucking say Scott Diddley. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe in that?
I think
yes
so,
and
know.
No. Yes and no. I think it depends on
I think
the person.
So. Do you know why I do think that? Because sometimes when I'm drunk, and the next day I look back and I'm just like, do you know, I'm going to stop drinking and figure out my shit, because I always get upset at the things that I feel like I tried to suppress during the day.
Yeah. The reason why I think there's some truth to it, I think that, like, do you know, because I don't believe that people get that drunk to the point where they lose their minds that much.
No,
I think
you
that
do.
They use the alcohol as an excuse to say what they want to say.
I think,
do you know what I mean?
Yes, but as well, scientifically proven.
It does.
It does.
So I think that more time people are saying the things and then saying, oh, I was drunk, when really
when people say, yes, oh, I was drunk, I don't mean it, you're a liar, you meant it.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, exactly. You meant that shit.
You absolutely but you meant that
it,
shit.
But you didn't mean for it to come out. No, at
exactly,
that point.
But the alcohol exactly made you brave enough to say it.
I think what alcohol does is, because every time we're all talking, we all have an inner filter.
Mm.
Like and that goes out of the window.
Yeah, yeah. But when you're drunk, the inner filter is out of work. It's not exactly working right now. So you're just whatever your mind thinks, you just say it out loud. So if she thinks you're a fucking bitch and she can't stand you and her drunken mind is saying that,
that is it.
I think that's something she probably thinks deep down in her soberness.
I don't even think it's like she's deep. I think it's like halfway.
Surface level.
A drunken mind speaks a sober heart.
Fucking hell. Drunk mind, drunk mind, sober
thoughts. Why is it only bad things that we're like, oh, I didn't mean it, I was drunk? But when you're drunk and you're saying, I'm gonna fuck you.
No, but we do, because sometimes we say we love you. Like, when you're drunk, you're like,
you're emotional.
Yeah, and all of that. Okay, true. And that's also true. But I'm saying the next day, when you say that, oh, that I love you and I want to suck your dick dry and all things like that, you never say, oh, sorry, I was drunk, I didn't mean it. It's only when you're saying bad things.
Yeah.
It
depends what you suppress.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it should work for both sides. We don't apologize for that. I love you. You're my best friend in the world. Oh, I've always thought about sucking your dick and all things like that.
No,
we don't apologize.
Me sucking your dick isn't like I fucking hate you.
That's what I'm saying. So we're saying that part is true.
Is okay. So we're taking what we want from it.
But of the course, bad, oh, you're a fucking bitch. I never want to talk to you again. Yeah, oh, sorry, I was drunk. I didn't mean it.
Because it's still the same truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Because
it's not a nice truth.
This is random. I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch the other day, because it's out. And there was an episode where everyone had some cake with sprinkles and it was like the truth sprinkles. And everyone was just going around telling the truth. Would you want to hear
that? No. Absolutely. I would absolutely want to hear that.
And everybody was like,
I would absolutely.
And she was in school and the teacher was like, I hate your shoes.
I would
absolutely
want to hear that. Because I feel I can retain relationships even if you tell me the blatant truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear
can still
you.
Retain the relationship. It's fine. It's okay for you to think that about me sometimes.
Yeah. I'm sitting here watching fucking TED Talks and not how to take things personally.
Yeah.
No, so I would absolutely listen to it.
Yeah.
Maybe a few weeks' time.
I would want to for a day and just speak to certain people.
Yeah, I would absolutely want to know people's truth.
Get my ex in the fucking room.
The proper truth. But yeah, hon, I think you just need to speak to her, basically. Get to the bottom of it. Don't be afraid. And stop, like, not that you're doing this, but it seems to me like you're avoiding having that conversation.
Yeah.
And I get that it's hard because you're still very much in love with her. And because her actions are of someone that maybe is falling out of love with you, I think you're scared to have that conversation because you don't want to hear it because you're still in love. But for your own sanity, you should definitely have the conversation because you deserve to know the truth either way.
And look at what you're putting yourself through.
Exactly. And she might still be in love with you. Maybe she's just going through something right now. You know, it might not. Yeah, ask the question.
Next dilemma. Subject is clean up on aisle 3.
Okay.
Hey girls, hello. I've just started listening to your podcast and I'm obsessed with it already. Keep up the good work and I'm proud of you guys.
Why, thank you.
Let's call myself Jade in this situation.
Hi, Jade.
So mid-October, I went clubbing with my friends and started dancing and kissing this guy on the dance floor.
Okay.
Let's call him Sam. I got Sam's Snapchat and we started talking and then we saw each other at the same club a week later. It was a Saturday. We danced, kissed, and I brought him back to my uni accommodation. We spent the night together. However, we didn't have sex. The most we'd done was make out. Sam is really sweet and a gentleman because I thought he only had intentions to have sex with me, but he didn't.
That's how they get
you. Bruh. Mm-hmm. We hung out on the Sunday as well and just ate, chilled, made out, spoke, showed each other our scars, and watched TikToks. I dropped him halfway home. Halfway home.
Do you know what? I get it. Petrol ain't cheap.
I get it. Get a train from here, bro. I've got things to be doing. They've raised the prices of petrol.
I dropped him halfway home and went home. Also, I'd like to add, Sam and I were speaking about sex and he told me he only has sex with people he's talking to and is emotionally attracted to.
Okay.
Later that week, I asked Sam if he was going out that weekend and if he wanted to hang out. We ended up going to a dead Halloween party on that Saturday.
This is the theme of the show. Dead Halloween parties.
And then the club afterwards, but I sensed he was being a bit distant. For example, when we first went to the club, he was holding me tight when dancing and holding my hand when taking me to the bar, etc. But this week, he didn't do anything.
Okay.
I was very close to crying in the club.
Oh, babe.
Oh, no.
I was upset because I didn't know how he felt about me. And then I told him straight up with me. If he likes me, he should tell me. And if he wants us to be friends, he should just let me know. He sends me a message a day or two later and told me he thinks we're better off as friends. Aww. I agree with this because he's such a sweetheart and the most genuine guy I've ever met and would love a friendship. However, I joined Tinder later on that week out of boredom and looking for friends, and I saw Sam's best friend. Let's call him Alex. I knew of Alex because Sam has briefly mentioned him before to me. When I first saw Alex on Tinder, I didn't know what to do, but eventually I swiped right for him, knowing damn well who he was.
You messy for that?
A day later, Sam messaged me saying that I've matched with Alex. I was now aware that Alex had also swiped right for me. What do I do? Do I pursue something with Alex? Do I tell Sam I had no idea who Alex was? I asked Sam how he knew I matched with Alex, and Sam told me that Alex saw Sam talking to me. This also makes me question Alex's intentions. I swiped right because I found Alex cute and interesting, and I know damn well Alex knows me more than I know him. Alex's name on Tinder isn't even his name, but still, I feel bad
but because you know
I
knew it was him. Who he was.
What do I do? Because I really don't want to break up a friendship. Plus, I don't want to ruin my friendship with Sam because he's such a good person. This is my toxic era and I don't know what to do. Any advice would be helpful.
Don't date Alex.
Yeah, I think this is very sticky.
Just don't date Alex.
I don't think you should do it.
You knew full well before you swiped.
Just don't do it.
And also, I'm sorry, but like, I'm not getting my head in a kerfuffle over someone I don't even know yet.
I don't know.
Exactly. There's no feelings or anything. So don't start it. Just leave it. Just leave it alone. Don't get involved. It's messy. You know, you linked his friend. And I'm never really here for that because not that clearly in this situation, they're not up to anything, but I just think it's weird. Like you linked the friend and now you're,
Yeah. Even if the link didn't work out, you've linked the friend already. Mm,
exactly.
I would be like, if you was like, you didn't know they were friends, you'd met and you guys had started dating and then you found out much later after you'd life. And I'd be like, yeah, cool, you guys decided to be friends anyway.
Exactly.
But none of that has happened. You're acting like there's only two men in the whole of England.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I don't care you what small town you live in. There's going to be more than Alex and Jack. Yeah, whatever their name she gave them.
Sam.
Alex and Sam. There's going to be more than that.
You knew full well who the fuck that was.
Yeah.
That's you could have just seen the picture and been like, all right, he's on Tinder.
Exactly. Why would you even do that?
Oh, right, he's cute. I'm like, oh fuck it. Yeah, yeah. Wrong phone. Went for the wrong phone. That's all.
That's the thing. And also, with dating apps, it's very intentional. It's not like this happened by accident and you happen to meet him in a pub and you got a connection, blah, blah, blah. Like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you could just swipe and keep it moving. Like, I just don't set yourself up for the drama that's about to ensue. And from time Sam is messaging you saying, like, how do you know
his mate has told
that?
Him.
That's already saying that there's drama is on its way. Like, forget it. Keep it moving.
These are not the last Y chromosomes in the world.
Not
man.
At like, all.
Fuck.
Trust me, there's plenty more Ys in the world.
I thought you said that it's not the only last white chromosome.
No, that too.
White, but also that.
Yeah, like, mate.
Come on, sis.
Really think just leave it alone.
Also, like, I'm not even trying to be funny or anything, right? But like, genuine. I'm saying this like with genuine thought, right? White women who date white men should not have a problem when it comes to dating. Like, in terms of numbers. Never. I'm not saying they're all good guys or anything. But, like, literally, right? You guys can go to a local pub and there's about 100 men there that
ready
are attracted to you.
Yep.
And you all could also potentially be attracted to.
100%.
If I don't go to wherever that's fucking advertised on Shug,
exactly.
I'm not seeing a black men.
No, you're not. It's just not happening.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not. Like, it's like, I don't know a single white friend who has been single for, as in, I remember this girl, right? We both got the job on the same day, right? Maybe I'll have to tell you the story. We both got the job on the same day. And like, we'd like, met, like, before we started the work, the job, we both knew about each other, whatever. So like, we DM'd each other, hey, let's go for like a drink before we start. So you know we have a friend when we start. So we went for a drink or whatever. Not longer than 5 minutes, somebody already handed her their number.
There. You see?
Oh, you're beautiful. She's a beautiful blonde girl. And yeah, you're beautiful, whatever. And at the time, she was like, oh, we're both single. We both started this job single. We both worked at the same job, probably about 2 to 3 years. Mm. In that time, sis had about 6.5 boyfriends.
Yeah,
three of them she moved in with.
There you go.
This is what
in
I'm
how
saying.
Long? Mm-hmm. Like, she was never without love.
Yeah.
She was never without a man because we are in England. They are everywhere.
That's a fact of money.
The Englishmen are everywhere. Like,
100 point. What's the song?
100 point, you know.
The Englishman. What's the Englishman?
Englishman in England.
Yeah. Plenty of the Englishmen in England. You're an English girl. You will find an Englishman.
Yeah.
Like, so, I say all of that to say, why are you fighting over two friends?
Yeah.
When Tinder alone
exactly
is full of 68.2 million, I don't even know if that's a fact.
Crazy.
White men. Waiting
Literally
for you.
Waiting for you.
Waiting for you in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is your local issue? Area? Yeah. Like, if a black girl was like, yo, I'm dating cousins, I get it because there's a scarcity.
Exactly. But the thing is, that's how I know there's a small part of me that thinks it's more for the drama than Alex. Because even when she's talking about Alex, he doesn't sound that lit. He said
she doesn't know him.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't sound. He said he's cute and interesting. That's not really giving what it needs to give for me, for you to
break up a friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Drama. To do all of this drama and potentially break up a friendship. Exactly. So I would just honestly leave this alone.
It's not a scarcity.
It's not needed. Like, it's just.
And again, I'm not saying, but at the end of the day, numbers is a dating thing.
Yeah.
The more you date, the more likely you are going to find someone that's there for you. But if there's a scarcity mm-hmm. and everybody in London knows, every black person in London knows each other at this point, especially if you're in London. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His thinker's cousin. Oh, yeah, he's dating Linda. Oh, yeah, he was going out with Fingy. Yeah. It's enough.
Yeah. Don't do this to yourself, hun. Explore the world outside of this pool of men.
Yeah.
Wild.
Right, okay. Next dilemma. Okay, the title, sharing his pants with his family. I don't know why you people keep fucking dating men. I've got pants problems. Okay, hi girls. I have some issues with the fellow I'm dating. We've been seeing each other for 8 months and get on really well.
Okay.
He lives an hour away from me. And when we started seeing each other, we were somewhat social distancing and I didn't go to his house until we were quite far into our relationship. He's 27 and is with his family. He has 3 younger siblings. I noticed a couple of months that he would always leave the room to go and get pants and socks when getting dressed. After several weeks, I asked him where he goes to get his pants and he told me that...
Sorry, I'm laughing already.
He told me that his dad, his 2 brothers, and him all share pants and socks. They have communal drawers where the pants and socks are kept, and they're all just shared. The pants he wears really vary from dark, from the decent black ones to Christmas boxes, to pants that are massively too big for him because they'll be his father's. It makes me cringe to think his dad, actually stepdad, has worn them. I know every family does things differently.
No, they don't do this. No. Yeah, this is
but disgusting. This is not the only thing I'm struggling with about him. His family are not at all clean or hygienic. We guess that.
They're sharing the paint.
We guess that after the fact that they share pants.
That's wild.
They have 1 shared laundry bin in the bathroom, which is always overspilling with dirty smelling clothes all over the floor.
I can smell it from
here. The bathroom sink and the mirror are absolutely huge, but always completely covered in toothpaste spray, which makes me gag to look at them. Him and his brothers and dad all have a habit of spitting into the sink and not washing away whatever they spat out.
That is disgusting.
And worst of all is that the toilet always has the worst skid marks in it. His brothers have definitely never thought that it was bad manners to leave shit in the toilet.
That is disgusting.
It often stinks.
Oh.
My problem is that I can't tell my boyfriend. I think his family are disgusting. But I'm at a point where I feel really upset and uncomfortable every time I use the bathroom and never know how to tell him what's bothering me. I just don't want to see his siblings poo anymore.
I don't want
him pants sharing. It's weird.
It's weird.
Thank you so much in advance for your advice.
For fuck's sake. Mm-mm. These dilemmas never cease to amaze me, you know, like, what the fuck is happening?
So much shit related. The great Meatloaf said, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I won't do that.
He said that again?
Meatloaf.
I never knew that.
It's a random white man singer.
I will do anything for you.
Oh, no, that's 3T.
Okay. Completely different song. I apologize. Back to your dilemma. I will not be the man who is sharing pants first and foremost. I know people have their habits. People do whatever it is that they need to do in this world to make them happy. Cool, right? Mm-mm. But...
there are just certain
things. The issue of the sharing pants is that you lot are sharing pants. That's the main issue. The second issue is that, like, you lot varied in sizes. Like you said, sometimes the pants
are
too big.
Baggy sometimes?
So why are you choosing to share? You are a 27-year-old man. If there is anything you can do for yourself, is to buy clean pants.
That's fucking disgusting.
That only you and you alone wear.
You can even go to Primark.
Even in my time of desperation, I've never borrowed a pants for my sister.
Not, never.
I just don't wear it. I just don't wear it.
wear a pants. Let me think of a time I've ever. I actually have to think. Is there ever a time where I've ever shared pants?
No, not shared.
No. 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 And do you know what? Let me tell you, I understand your pause. Because there's been situations where people have actually needed a pants.
Yeah.
And because I'm a fucking grown up, I have a pack of fresh pants on buying Primark that I just keep in my wardrobe. The same way you have toothbrush that's spare, towel toothbrush, that's spare. Mm. I have spare pants. Because in case of incisity. But do you know who I don't share it with on a regular basis?
My sister and my mum.
Exactly. Imagine in my household that we have a room where we go to and I'll be wearing my mum's pants.
Everyone just gets pants your from the pant drawer.
That's weird. Do you know what happens as well? Like, it's unhygienic because the body naturally releases fluids, and those fluids, I don't want to be sharing with no one, even after they're washed. That's mine.
Exactly. That's intimate clothing.
My pants make me sick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Much less someone else's.
My acid stains are my acid stains.
They belong to me.
What is it bleached in your fucking bum?
Maybe they see.
Why is it bronze?
Men. Maybe because they're men and they're a bit baggier.
That's why they don't wash their asses well. They're disgusting.
They're disgusting. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I'm sorry, it's fucking weird. And at first, I was thinking, is this a poverty thing? But I don't think it is.
So your balls, sack and dick is sharing the same space as your stepdad.
Exactly.
And do you know what it is? I realised that if their mum still lives in the house, the mum's fed up. And therefore, the mum's on strike.
Yeah, she's dirty as well.
Fuck it, I don't care. No, I think she's fucking, I don't care.
No.
And that is why, from the heart of hearts, I do not want all boys. And I know I'm going to be a boy, mum. I know it. I just know it. I can feel it. But
it's wild.
It's disgusting. No, honestly, the why am I strike. Like this? It honestly stresses me out so fucking much. It's disgusting.
And also, I just think there's certain things, right, that I might do that's a bit weird in my family, whatever. But when people, like, you lot will never
exactly,
know.
Exactly. Because
I'm like, I know there's a quirk that we do that it's not normal.
He's leaving the room to go get pants.
If she was like, oh, where are you going? It's like, oh, well, I just store it. There's no room here. So we store it in another room. You don't need to turn out your pants.
Or if you know that she's staying over, keep an extra pant in the drawer.
Just so you don't have to do that.
He's clearly not embarrassed by this.
He doesn't see anything wrong with it.
And the thing is,
because I was going to say, like, oh, you know, but no, I'm sorry. Poverty and cleanliness don't go hand in hand. Like, they don't. I'm sorry. They're just dirty people. That's just period.
Because if it was poverty, I'd be washing that same pant that I'm wearing.
Exactly. But even like, because she said the house is filthy. They've always got skid marks. The house stinks. Oh. The bathroom mirror's got toothpaste splashes. These are just dirty people. And I personally would not stay there.
I can't do it. If I would do that, I'll come to mine. Or we have to figure it out.
And then the thing is, because I get why this might, I get why something like this is, because it's someone's family, it's their home, right? So I get why you wouldn't necessarily want to take that conversation to them. But what I will do is I'll be so MIA, you'll be forced to ask me why I'm not coming around, and then I'll say it.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, I think there's a way to say it because it's such a heavy boy house. Just like, oh, your house is so boyish, man. You lot are just like men in the house. I just, you know. It's not clean.
Honestly, it's just not. I'm not going to be out here fucking up my pH levels because you guys are nasty.
I'm sorry, the shit thing is disgusting.
I'm not going to be sitting there and the aroma of your brother's shit is raising in my ass.
You know there's a guest there and you man are not
That's
even doing something. You're not doing something as basic as flushing the loo.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to stay there, like, that means you haven't even attempted to wash, to flush. It's just disgusting. I mean, me personally, advice-wise, I just would not stay there anymore.
They're not washing their bum.
Because it'll just make me itch. Like, I'll just be itchy all the time. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And like, I've been to homes that are like, because men are quite disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
they're horrible.
As in, their homes can actually be nasty.
Yeah, very
like, if you've ever dated a guy in uni and gone into their uni house that they share with boys, it's like, what the fuck?
And it's literally because most of them are not raised to have to clean.
Yeah, it's the uni ones when I really saw it. You go to a boy's uni house or whatever, it lives with other boys, and the house is disgusting.
And they think it's normal.
And you go to the kitchen, they've got like plates in it. I've had like mincemeat on it for weeks.
Why is it always
mincemeat?
Yeah.
That's all they can cook.
And the orange juice is all around it.
And it's disgusting. And it's like, the oil is solidified around the pot. They are nasty, nasty people.
But you know what's so mad? They keep their car so clean.
And then me, because my car's dirty, they call me a slob.
Exactly. My car's filthy, but my house is nice. But men, it's the opposite. It's so weird. So you understand cleanliness when it comes to your
whip. The thing is, even the filthiness of my, there's no pants there. There's no poo there.
It might just be my clothes.
I remember I had dropped Cataleya off to somewhere and I went to go meet someone and I had a pack of Quavers in the back seat that she had left. And he was like, look at you in your little baby mum's car. I was like, sir, do you know what your house looks like?
It's filthy.
Your fucking toilet seat.
I just thought I'd stop coming around. I don't know what else to say to you.
There's nothing else you can say. Just stop going around there because you shouldn't be subjected to that.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I wouldn't say anything because it's a family home. That's what I feel. Same. If he lived by himself, I'd say something. Same. But exactly. It's a family home.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say anything.
Family home, I think, yeah, it's very sensitive.
Or if I'm like, if I saw the poo, I'd be like, oh, babe, I think one of your brothers left poo in it. like in a kind of like I'm embarrassed as, yeah, well. Like, oh, babe, I couldn't even use the toilet. One of your brothers left the poo there.
I would text
I'd
it.
Be like, did you poo?
I would text flush. It. I would just be like, babes, I think I would actually consider doing that. You know, I would message and I'd just be like, babe, I've just noticed a couple of times I've come around, there's been logs.
I'll do it as soon as I come out of the toilet.
Yeah, as soon as I come out.
Yeah, you can't really, there. Yeah.
Like, do you know, kind of, because if you take, yeah, cause it's like, yeah, you've been holding it in.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, their brothers, yeah, clearly haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, oh, babe, I saw a poo in the toilet. Yeah.
Get it? Okay.
And then the sharing pan thing, maybe just buy him boxers.
Yeah.
And keep it in his room.
Just say, hey, babe, this, I bought you some.
No, do you know why not? Because he's going to take the...
And put it in the communal drawer.
No, he's going to put it in the wash basket. That's going to be washed and it's going to go back in that drawer.
And it's going to end up in the thing.
It will end up.
It's a cycle of life.
It will end up.
The reason why they share pants, it's not because of... It's laziness.
Yes.
It's because one time they were like, oh, we just can't be arsed. Yeah. That's what it is.
What kind of level of laziness is that? Because what's the extra energy that you're doing to have your own pants?
Listen, these lot
maybe when the washing is done, the mum's like, I'm not separating the food. They'll just, yeah, keep it together.
That is mental.
Because socks, cool, whatever. The socks one I actually,
yeah,
don't
socks,
care.
I mean, that's still everyone socks.
Whatever.
Nah, these man.
I've never worn a sock I've returned. If I go to your house, ask for sock.
Yeah, yeah. And if you ask me again, for your sock back, you're a clown.
No, don't ever talk to me again. Yeah, if I take a sock in your house and then you message me and be like, hey, babe, can I get socks back?
But even I can do that.
Babe, can I get that's the socks mad. Back?
Give me the socks you don't like them because you're never going to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So socks, I can share. Pants,
yeah. They go to one place. Okay.
And when you're going there, when you leave your room to go get the pants, no part of shame is felt.
No, nothing.
Maybe he thinks it's normal. Maybe this is what he thinks everyone does, yeah.
Surely not.
Also, sorry, I'm going to stop now, but like, I'm sick of you lot not reacting in the moment when people say weird things to you. Because if you do that, you won't have a dilemma. If as soon as he said, yeah, we should, you'd be like, babe, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why should I do that?
I said that straight away. Yeah, oh, babe, that's really weird.
Or even a young, how come?
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. You know, I've never heard that before. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys want to save yourself
straight away,
embarrassment.
You have no dilemma, you know, because you said
that,
it.
Is that hygienic?
Yeah.
Like, just something.
It's like just something, babe. Is that hygienic?
Yeah.
That's so weird. And then laugh, like, sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that's so weird. And then don't drop it.
It is really weird, but
just be eating. Like, what? You guys
really share? Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine, there's ways. There's ways.
When people tell you stuff, don't let it build up and be building in. I can't even talk again. Next time.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I, of course, want to start off by saying how much I love the podcast. You keep me laughing every week and I love to see everything you achieve. Keep getting better, better and better. Keep being you.
Thank you,
hun. My dilemma is that my best friend is choosing to ruin her life for a guy who would not give her the same loyalty in return. Talani?
You know my thing.
She's been with him for several years.
What's your own?
Exactly. That's the bar I was waiting for. She's been with him for several years. We've all seen the odd red flag along the way, but she loves him and ultimately we want her to be happy. That is until we found out that he's facing jail time.
He's going to jail.
Not again. For a crime he committed in which multiple people were affected, including minors. That's all the detail I can give. But let me just say, it's unforgivable. He won't be able to travel to certain countries. He'll struggle to get jobs. And anywhere he goes, this will follow him. Damn. My friend is choosing to stay with him despite knowing all the awful details. And I just don't know if she's realized how much her entire life will be affected by his actions. How can I get this through to her? Just how big of a decision this is without losing her as a friend. I want her to feel that she can talk to me without judgment, but can't sit and watch her ruin her life for someone who's never given her enough in return. What would you do? Thank you.
Is
she over the age of 30?
Just leave her to do what she's doing, because she will realize one day, and it's not up to you to make her realize that. All you could do is just be there, you know?
Yeah, I'm always so like on the fence about advice and stuff like that, because I think about how I want to receive it, like, and you know, I don't know, but I think that with friendships, when people are doing things, I think that you do kind of have a duty of care to say something, especially when it's something wild, but I think you should just say it once and park it there.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much giving, like, you're taking paracetamol for someone else's headache. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think, say it once and drop it, because ultimately she's committed to being in this relationship, and unfortunately she might have to learn the hard way. I mean, he's going to jail. there's not really much he can do from behind the prison bars. So
it's very clear how much she is just not willing to give him
so
up.
So I would say my piece once and just leave it at that. And just be like, babe, you deserve better. He's going to jail. And because obviously she understands, like, he's obviously done a heinous crime. She's not an idiot. She obviously understands it is. And she's still choosing to be there. Like, you've got to let people live their lives. Like, I can't take a paracetamol for that. I'm
and
sorry.
She will wake up one day. And it's not up to you to be shaking her to wake her up. She will just do it in her own time when she's ready and she'll figure shit out. Just the energy that you're focusing on, that's, you know,
Totally. I just think just mind your business. I mean, it's not like, it's different if someone is inflicting physical harm or something. Do you know what I mean? Then by all means step in. But this man is going to jail.
I'll be honest. Normally I'm more like, what's your own? I face my fun when people are doing mad things. Like, you know, this one, I wouldn't face my fun. I would face my friend. Mm. This is fucking mad to me.
But what do you do
like
if she doesn't listen?
People.
I don't like jail birds. Next thing you know, she's on fucking Love After Lockup.
I am not a fan of women, anyone waiting in line for someone in jail, especially. I can understand that we get the ones where they're not innocent, where they are innocent and the system.
They're never innocent.
Get that. They probably are. I'm sure there's innocent people in jail. But this crime sounds fucking awful.
Yeah.
Even your little clues sound like thingy. And I understand that sometimes like love is blind, as Eve once said, and it will take over mind. What you think is love is truly not. But with this one, I am a big fan of, like, if you're doing a mad thing, at one point you will hear from me. I'm like, babe, and I will stay and come and see you, come and talk to you for about 2 hours, and I will talk, blah, 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 blah. Once I have done that, and you keep bringing the person up, I can't lie to you. If it's a crime that I don't fuck with, I would be like, don't talk to me about this guy. I can't lie to you. I cannot fuck. Like, and I know it sounds like it's like you make them feel lonely, leave them by themselves and things like this.
No, because they're condoning something
but
disgusting.
It's
just
fuck shit. Yeah.
And if it doesn't
shit,
sit with you,
I can't
morally.
Sit. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you've... I want you to know I'm judging you every time
you talk
to me.
And they need to be shamed.
Yeah. Like,
how are you co-signing someone that's doing this?
Because the crime sounds mad. So if you're telling me, oh, babe, I really love him, I miss him so much, babe, I cannot listen to you talk to me about this guy. This is some fuck shit. Like, to me, like, listening to you talk about it, me being there for you, is some bullshit. I might as well, if you're a drug addict, be injecting shit into your body. Or watching you do it. But like, yeah. Because me listening and being like, yeah, I get it. I'm co-signing the fuck shit you're doing.
So you're saying you have that conversation, you'll call her out, and then from there be like, I don't want to hear about it.
I can't hear about this. I think this is fuck shit. I think this is disgusting.
I hear it.
And I think sometimes people don't realise what they're doing until you're like, babe, do you know
this
has happened? I feel like they don't realise it. It's like, this guy's never shown you love, loyalty, respect. Not a single thing is ever shown you.
That's not
but
love.
Yet here you are trying to be what? A prison bae. for what?
Not being able to live life.
Yeah. For fucking what? Like, and I think when people waiting for people in prison, you might as well join them in prison because you're just there.
You know, but you're
locking your
in
life
prison.
Until they
that
come.
You're
unless you're
going
to fucking cheat the whole time, you're just there waiting
that
for them.
Part is
you're
for
in
me,
mental prison.
So you might as well join them then. And like, I don't fuck with it, especially with certain crime. I do not fuck with it in the slightest. Jet. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't even finish your sentence. Oh, babe, they've cut. Okay. I'm not doing it anymore. Especially what this crime sounds like. No. So as a friend, I'm telling you that. I'm telling you exactly what the fuck shit you're doing. And if you decide you're going to do this, don't come talk to me about it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I think this is fuck
can't
shit.
Enable
and I'm going to judge you. There's some fuck shit that my friends do. I'm like, I'm not going to judge you for this. You're not killing anybody. It might be a bit mad, but cool, innit? Cool. But this one, it's a no for me, dog.
Other people have been harmed. I definitely agree with that. And I think this one is multi-layered because there is a heinous crime involved and he's a disrespectful person as well. It's not even like he's nice to her.
Yeah.
Like, clearly
you're
just horrible. And I think that, I think even if you use that as a starting point to be like, do you know what? I can't fuck with this, because that might trigger something in her mind. Because if my friend came to me and was like, do you know what? I can't fuck. That would honestly get the...
I'd be like,
what's
with this? I'm sorry.
Something ticking in my mind. Do you know what I mean? But I think, we're kind of saying similar things. I think I would say something one time and drop it out. But I think what you're saying, Tolly, is that you're going to let her know that I don't fuck with this.
Yeah.
Do you know
and I don't
want to
hear
it. And I don't want to hear about it. Yeah.
I don't know where you're going to see me. I don't want to know any of that shit.
I think that's a fair thing to do as a friend, to protect yourself as well and that person. Because I don't want to be sitting here listening to all of this shit and like feeling like I'm enabling it or condoning it. Like, no.
Yeah, you can't condone certain things. And I think that... I do think you're kind of like doing your friend a disservice. Like, they need to hear that they're moving mad.
Yeah. If I'm doing fuck, there's levels to fuck shit.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a little...
Like, sis, you're being ridiculous.
Yeah, like that. No, now you're actually fucking crazy. Yeah. Like what is actually wrong with you here? Yeah. Like, what is wrong with you?
Like,
especially if it was like this guy was so amazing to you and he got caught up at the wrong thing and something fucked up happened, you're like, shit.
Yeah.
That's an exception. But there was no exception to this.
He's obviously a disgusting person, clearly.
God, the fuck.
No.
I want her to know there's judgment every time she talks to me.
Yeah, sometimes you have to shame people into doing the right thing.
Yeah. So she's like, oh,
you can't coddle people all the time.
You're dating a jailbird.
Don't talk to me about anything.
Don't chat to me about something.
He's done something mad and you're standing by him.
You can't travel.
It's giving Nicki Minaj. Like, you can't just stand behind people doing mad things. Like, you can't.
Mm.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
Right. Next dilemma. My boyfriend is an insta-ho.
Oh, don't
they
all.
Hi, girls. Of course I need to start off this dilemma with saying how much I love the podcast and all three of you. I have been listening since I was 16 years old. Oh. When I used to listen to episodes on the bus to and from school.
Oh my God.
I'm now 21, living on my own at uni and having the time of my
life. Look at the growth.
Oh my God. You guys have truly been my big sisters for the past few years.
Oh my God.
And have been with me while I've been growing up. So I just want to say thank you for all of the advice and please keep doing what you're doing.
Oh my God.
It's actually mad. Anyways, I'm angry. I know this is a bit psycho, but I keep tabs on my boyfriend and who he follows.
Straight.
He is 21 and we've been together for 3 years. He has recently followed a bunch of girls from our town, including this one girl who he literally followed today or yesterday and has gone and liked the last three of her photos. Let me tell you, this girl looks like a porn star.
She's attached to a picture of the girl?
She's attached to a picture of the girl.
Would you? Picks up phone immediately.
I've attached the photo so you get the vibe. Nothing wrong with this girl expressing herself, but what the fuck is my boyfriend doing?
He likes the picture, innit?
I don't want to argue with him about it because I don't want to seem psychotic. But also, I find this really disrespectful and weird. Is he trying to get her attention? Ew. We've spoken before about how this sort of stuff upsets me. He just says that it's Insta and he doesn't even mean to like posts. He barely even looks at them and just likes random photos. A lot of bullshit, if you ask me. Should I approach him and go off on one? Or should I just drop it and get over myself? I have no issue with him finding other people attractive, but I think when he follows a girl and likes multiple photos when she doesn't even follow him back, it's like he's trying to send a message or something. What is your guys' opinion on Insta etiquette when you're in a relationship?
The reason why I said fuck off was because if you're going to like a picture and I approach you, like, oh, babe, I'm liking the picture because I like the picture in it. Don't give me some bullshit about, oh, I didn't even realise it.
Yeah, do it
with just, I liked the picture. What are you going to do? What's Instagram for? Kill me because I liked the picture.
Exactly.
I liked the picture. Exactly. And so fucking what about it?
I did.
I'd rather you come to me with that answer. I didn't have to sugarcoat it for me. If I said to my man, babe, why are you liking that girl's picture? Because I liked it.
Exactly.
I'm so messy, because obviously I saw the
that
name.
That is her man. I thought that as well.
And
that
I went person and checked.
Is, man.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's definitely him. Yeah, that's it. I don't care what you're liking on Instagram.
And I'm not looking at it like
don't
that.
Give a fuck. Like, even if I am looking at it, I don't care. Same. Like what you want to like in it, get it out. Like, it's okay, innit?
The thing I totally agree. Like, at the end of the day, like, when you actually deep it, you're mad at someone for doing something on a platform. That's what it's there for. Do you know what I mean? We're literally there to look at people's pictures and like the pictures. You're mad at what he's liking. You're mad at the content because I'm sure if he likes three pictures of artwork, you wouldn't have a problem. Do you know what I mean? However, me personally, that is a hill I'm not willing to die on, like Instagram and what people are liking and what people are doing and stuff like that. Because honestly, like, it wouldn't be an issue for me because I promise you, I wouldn't know. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't know what they're like.
How do you know? Because we don't even have that thingy anymore. They've took that away. So how do you know what he's liking? Like,
what
how
if your boyfriend was liking pictures?
His followers,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What would you do if your boyfriend was liking pictures of your friend liking lingerie?
Okay. I'd be like, okay.
I would say it, but I would.
I think it's like an argument.
I do think
that there are certain pictures.
Yeah,
that
I would bring it up. I would bring it up.
I'd be like, okay.
I would bring it up.
That would be my reaction. Or if I saw it, I'd be like, oh, you like.
Yeah, exactly. I would definitely say something.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Is that you? Picture.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be an argument. I'm going to be like, rah, like, you really like this.
Like, oh, you like this picture,
do you know what I mean? I'm going to say something like that, but it's not going to be like this big thing. I think you just need to stop looking at what he's doing. Like, I just think when it comes to trust and stuff like that, until you have something concrete, don't stress yourself.
You can't worry yourself.
Like, there's literally no point. Like, this is not concrete enough because he's liked a girl's picture. So what? Like, I'm sorry, I just
get consumed as well. There's just bigger things whole Instagram.
Honestly,
like, I don't.
Whilst you're obsessing over who he's following, like, that's, I'm sorry, that's not productivity either. Like, that's way too much energy that you're invested in this. Like, who's got time? You've got to look, like, people follow each other all the time. That means you've got to be constant. Nah, I ain't got time for that.
The only thing I would say is that, like, which I've done before, and it wasn't even an argument sort of thing. It was like, they were liking the same kind of girls, like the Cassies of the world. Kind of vibe, them biracial kind of girls. I was like, is that your type, yeah? And that's what I said. Yeah. I said, like, I was like, it's happy. Yeah. And I was like,
she's a biracial
girl.
That song is, I can't believe it's a real song.
but that would be it. It's not an argument for me. I honestly don't care. Like,
yeah.
Do what you like, what you want to like.
I wouldn't be bothered because I wouldn't know. And what I don't know can't hurt me.
In fact, stop keeping up with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop looking at it.
Yeah, stop keeping up with it. It's not
because
worth
you're creating a problem that is not there because you're looking at shit.
I need people to understand. You stopping your man from liking and following girls doesn't stop him from cheating.
Exactly.
If he wants to do what he's doing, he's going to do it regardless.
The only thing I won't be able to stand is if you're DMing a girl, especially if she doesn't reply.
Yeah.
She doesn't reply.
Yeah, because she says that the girls don't even follow him back.
If she doesn't reply to your DMs, I am fuming.
Yeah, because you're
embarrassing. You fucking idiot. You're embarrassing. You're embarrassing.
If you would have got it, you're going to cheat on me.
You're embarrassing.
If you're going to embarrass me, at least get like
oh, babe, you look beautiful. And she just airs it. You dickhead. Look at you.
Yeah, you're a little prick.
Little prick. Yeah. Trying to give you a smiley face back.
Exactly.
Not even reactions.
Now I'm dating someone nobody likes.
Yeah, you've just shown how sauceless you are.
Sauceless man. Sauceless dude. But yeah, that's it, right?
Sure is.
That is it for this episode of the Receipts Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you had a funky time. Yeah, that's it for me. I've been your girl, Tolly T.
This episode is brought to you by Spotify. Just call me Audrey.
And your mama said to me, Lena Sanchez.
And my greatest fears were confirmed. It wasn't as good as last week's episode. It's never going to be.
It's not going to live up to our good sis Jade. But hopefully, you've got some entertainment. Bye.